It's here now. When you think summer vegetables, do you think tomatoes, zucchini, and stop? What about the turnip? Here and now, Chef Kathy Guns joins us to sing the praises of the lesser-loved summer veggies. And Kathy, do we understand that baby turnips changed your life?
Well, that's a large statement. Let's just say they changed my opinion about turnips forever. I mean, I grew up hating them. They were these huge, waxy things you would get at the grocery store. And sometimes my mother would throw them into mashed potatoes and it was like a stench and just a total turnoff. And then I was at a farmer's market and I saw these tiny little pink-tinged vegetables. And I thought they were large radishes. And I was told they were turnips. And I brought them home. And I roasted them at about 400 degrees, and I took them out when they were just tender, splashed a little bit of balsamic vinegar on them, took a bite, and I kid you not, juice poured out of the turnip into my mouth, sweet, delicious, earthy turnip juice. And it completely changed. I was like, wait a minute, where have these things been all my life? So yeah, maybe a life changer.
Yeah, I hear violins swelling
yes,
in the background.
Yes, this could be the beautiful opening of a Lifetime movie.
but tell us now, if we want to also have a relationship with turnips, what else can we do with them?
Well, when they're really, really little, and you can find them this time of year, CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, they're often in baskets that people are getting. They're at farmers markets. Look for small fist-sized ones, and you can actually grate that raw. They're that juicy and sweet. Put it into salads, throw it on tops of soups or stir fries. I told you about roasting them. It's absolutely one of my favorites. And don't forget the balsamic during the last 5 minutes. They're also really great steamed with celery root or celeriac, which will start to be on the market soon. And then you can mash it. So you have a mashed celery root and turnip, and it's really earthy and dimensional flavors. I love adding them roasted or raw to summer salads. So you can use them almost in any way that you might use a small fresh potato, but you're going to get a whole lot of flavor. And again, this juice.
Throw them in a stir fry. If you're doing veggies, you can. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the other thing is that when they're young, the leaves are very tender. They can be braised or stir fried with fresh ginger and garlic, splash of soy sauce, really tender greens. Definitely a bonus to these early summer turnips.
Okay. And we'll have a recipe from your book, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, for balsamic glazed turnips and baby greens. We'll have that at hereandnow.org. Let's move on to radishes, shall we? Radishes, the things that you always see on food trays left with sort of a few, green leaves of something.
Exactly. Like a radish would show up in a scene from Mad Men. You know, it's so
right.
60s. It's like the country clubs and the stuffy restaurants. They were always part of the little hors d'oeuvre tray with celery and carrots, and nobody ate the radishes. And the thing about radishes is that they used to be very spicy and very woody. In fact, the new varieties of radishes that farmers are growing today with wonderful names like watermelon radishes, French breakfast radishes, and they're no longer just red and round. They are white and pink and purple and striped. They have long torsos. They're oblong. But the important thing is that radishes are no longer super spicy and woody. They're very juicy. They have a little bit of spice, but they're also very, very sweet. They are wonderful, again, added to stir fries and braised and stews, but they're also obviously wonderful raw, thinly sliced. You can make a quick salad. Also, the French have this wonderful way of serving radishes where you'll get a crock of sweet butter, a little bowl of good French or any kind of sea salt, and then thin slices of baguettes or crusty bread, and then the radishes thinly sliced, and then everybody makes a sandwich where you spread the sweet butter on the baguette, you put the radishes on, and you sprinkle it with sea salt. And it sounds so basic, but it is fabulous. Great way to start a summer meal.
Well, it just, the people who are defenders of the sliced cucumber on white bread with mayo can cheer that even the French.
I had a really interesting conversation recently with a friend of mine, John Forty. He's an ethnobotanist and the gardener at Strawberry Bank in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And he was saying that the reason that radishes and also turnips are less loved is that they're not part of a marketing campaign. He was talking about how we tend to eat foods that can ship well and tend tender greens like radishes and turnips and Swiss chard, which we're going to talk about, they're not foods that last well in the supermarket. So they never really got the audience. They never really got the fans the way zucchini and tomatoes and things that hold up well in a supermarket do. I thought that was really an interesting perception.
Huh. Okay, well, let's hear it for the lowly...
the lowly radish.
But maybe exalt it a little bit.
Radishes can also be roasted with olive oil for 350 degrees for about 45 minutes, and they get really sweet and tender. But another great thing to do with radishes, particularly young ones this time of year, is to pickle them. You take about a half a cup of Chinese rice wine vinegar with a little bit of sugar, a dash of salt, and some chopped fresh ginger and dill. You boil it. You pour it over the radish, throw it in the refrigerator for 2 or 3 hours, instant pickle.
Huh. Okay. Well,
wonderful.
There's that. All right. And again, all these recipes will be at herenow.org. We move on now to kale and Swiss chard. Now, kale, we'll have your recipe for kale chips at herenow.org. You know, you say kale has become the darling of the food world. And so kale has sort of achieved, its recognition. But Swiss chard, it's that ruffled leaf. What do you do with Swiss chard?
First of all, Swiss chard is spectacular to look at. You know, it's like the really pretty cousin of kale. It is just gorgeous. There are now these wonderful colors. There's a variety called Bright Lights that's red and orange. It comes in green and white, but it's a huge, huge, huge leaf, and then it has this wonderful stem, and do not throw those stems away. The stem of Swiss chard is filled with flavor, delicious to stir fry just the stems, and then you can throw the leaves in until they're just wilted with fresh ginger, a little garlic, some olive oil. It's just wonderful. Spinach also is related to Swiss chard, but it's so much more popular. Swiss chard, again, is fairly new in our markets. You see it a lot at farmers markets. It's very tender. It's extremely good for you. A wonderful vegetarian dinner or lunch for summer is a Swiss chard taco. Really simple. You take the leaves, you chop them up, saute them slowly in olive oil till they're really tender, and then mix in about a cup of white rice or brown rice and put it into a corn tortilla with some fresh summer salsa, and you have a really wonderful summer dinner. Super simple, and Swiss chard is the star, and you won't miss the meat, and you'll say, wow, where's Swiss chard been all my life?
Yeah. Well, you can also saute it with garlic and olive oil like spinach. And we're going to put your recipe for Swiss chard tart.
That is so wonderful. And instead of a pastry crust, I use thin slices of potato, and that becomes the crust for the Swiss chard tart. It's almost like a quiche. Really easy. Another great summer meal.
Fantastic. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, speaking from down Maine with some ideas for the vegetables that may not be the first that come to mind in summer, but should be given higher ranking. For recipes and a list of books that can help with your cooking needs, go to herenow.org. And of course, heading that list, Kathy's Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin. I hope they become your new vegetable loves.
My vegetable BFFs.
Your new BFFs.
I'm gonna keep well, my vegetables cart off and sell. And before we go, we want to welcome our new listeners at WUIS in Springfield, Illinois, our director, Alex Ashlock's turf. He's from Urbana. I'm looking at your weather. It says it's 100 degrees, but feels like 116. I hope we're not adding to your hot air, but bringing some relief. Let us know at herenow.org and facebook.com/herenowradio. You can find out more about how we roll and let us know what you'd like to hear. And thank you. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.